Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull wants to drive future innovation in Australia, and he's pledged $1.1 billion in new subsidies to the task. Well, he'll be happy that one Australian tech giant. For them, the future's already here. Overnight, the software developer Atlassian launched on the NASDAQ, the stock exchange in New York, a float that's already valued the company at $6 billion. It was oversubscribed. It's made Australian corporate history. Atlassian, founded in 2002 by a couple of 22-year-olds, Sydneysiders Scott Farquhar and Mike Cannon-Brooks. They used their credit cards to do it. And now they're on the NASDAQ. Mike Cannon-Brooks with us from New York. Welcome to breakfast.
Thanks for having me, James.
It's very tasteless to ask this, but I don't have much taste. How many shares do you own?
That's a good question. I'm not actually sure. A few.
A few. Let me put it this way. In the last 10 minutes, what's happened to your wealth? Because if your screen's saying the same thing as my screen, the last 10 minutes has seen some very interesting activity.
Right. I mean, I'm actually going to tell you what the price is.
You're not watching the price. Oh, well, then let me tell you. This is quite a pleasure. In the last 10 minutes, your price has spiked 4%. You're just approaching the close of trade, up 33.33%, currently trading at $28. Is that good news for you?
I suppose it is. It's a validation of all the hard work the team has done. So it's day one of a next part of the journey, I suppose.
But that would, I haven't done the calculations, but a 33% spike, and this is just in the last 10 minutes, would increase your wealth hundreds of millions of dollars. So I can understand why you say you suppose it's good.
Yeah, look, to be honest, it's not something we spend a lot of time focused on or worrying about, so that'll do whatever it does.
Because you'd go mad if you did. I mean, literally half an hour ago, you were hundreds of millions of dollars poorer than you are now, and in 10 minutes from now, the same thing could happen. You'd blow your mind if you thought of it minute to minute, hour to hour, even week to week.
Yeah, no, I don't think you can do that. Look, mate, since I paid off my mortgage a few years ago, it hasn't, it's nice that not having to read the right-hand side of a menu, I suppose, but we don't take it too much further than that.
What does your company do?
So we make software applications for enterprises.
Like Twitter, amongst others?
Yep, Twitter, amongst others, NASA, lots of large banks, corporates, finance, manufacturing companies, a series of different Formula One teams, so a whole lot of different teams around the world. About 5 million people use our applications to make their teams more effective in those organizations.
And collaboration, this is increasingly where social media and internet is going, isn't it?
Sure, and especially as people get used to using those things in their daily lives, I think they want to bring that communication and collaboration into the enterprises and the businesses they work in, so that's what we help them do.
How are you going to ward off the kids who are 22 now using their parents' credit card to become your competitors?
Look, that's the cycle of things, but I think we're in a pretty good spot. We spend a lot of time focused on the culture and the values of the organization, and really I think that's our biggest strength.
What are those values?
For talent out there. So we have a series of corporate values that we're a little bit famous for because they involve some swear words and they're a little bit Australian, but open company, no bullshit has always been one of the most famous ones that it goes to who we are. We're very open internally and we don't sugarcoat things.
And NASA and Twitter and your other customers appreciate that?
They do. I think they do. They don't have to necessarily know or even care about the values, right? But they go to helping us build the applications that we build, and they help our team to develop and they help us attract the best workers and the best talent around the world, which is incredibly important in today's competitive environment.
Why have you been so successful at commercializing your good ideas when that's something traditionally Australia's struggled with, isn't it?
It is. We have a history of invention but not innovation, as I like to say. We're really great at thinking up good ideas, but generally we have people overseas end up commercializing them, which is a bit sad. So I'm hopeful that we're the start of a bit of a big trend changing that.
Well, how did you manage to do it, though, to get the foreign capital now to list on the NASDAQ with all this international money with you still staying in charge?
We've been at it for 13 years, so it's one of those type of overnight successes, but we've just focused on the customers and been patient and disciplined about how we've spent our cash and hired the best engineers we could find around the world. And, you know, the rest is sort of taken care of itself.
You now have a great deal of capital yourself with which to invest. Would you be considering a venture capital and looking to put into action those ambitions you have for the Australian economy through innovation?
I have done quite a lot of that already, yeah. So I'm a pretty heavy investor and helped get a firm called Blackbird Ventures off the ground in Sydney. So I've put quite a lot of money into that and a whole series of other ventures around the Australian ecosystem. So I'm fairly heavily invested in doing that as we speak.
Good. And is that partly good business and partly patriotism?
No. I'm extremely patriotic, but it tries to be all about good business, right? We have some amazing entrepreneurs and some amazing companies in Australia, and so I'm more than happy to back them.
I see. And what? Tell me about the Australian Technology Park, the tech hub in Sydney. This is what's supposed to be the kind of Silicon Valley that we're trying to replicate in Australia, but of course it's so difficult to do. Has the potential to be the next one?
Yeah, I mean, like the loss of Australian Technology Park was, I think, a big blow. We move on and see what we can do next. But the science coming out of the federal and the state governments are good, we just hope they keep backing it with action, because it's certainly one of the industries of the future in technology. And you know, as a country, we really need to be spending significant amount of time making sure that we can compete in those fields. Otherwise, we're just going to get left behind.
So what, the New South Wales government has awarded a tender to redevelop the site. What is that? Are they redeveloping it not as a technology park now?
No, they're not. No, the Commonwealth Bank is moving about 10,000 workers from Western Sydney into the site. So it's a little bit different.
I see. Well, congratulations. Back to work. Even though you're not following the share prices, I still am. You're down 10 cents from when we first spoke of it a few minutes ago.
You're going to drive yourself mad.
That's true. Atlassian co-founder Mike Cannon-Brookes. Well done. Thank you.
Oh, thanks, James.
He's the company founder, successfully launched on the NASDAQ Stock Exchange overnight and down another 10 cents from the 10 cents I just mentioned. I'm going crazy. This is like millions of dollars at every fluctuation.